Yanandana Salakaya Chaksarun Meditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Jajatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Dasadi Hora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kanja Dihari Kulti Jana Vallabha Giri Dhadadari Yasodhanandana Vajajana Ranjana Yamunathira Vonachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Narayanam Rottamam Devi Nisarasati Nyasam Tato Jaya Vajira Jet Vaka Karoti Vachalam Pangulang Gayate Girin Yat Kita Chavahang Vande Sigaruni Tainam Paramahanam Vavam Sri Chaitanya Swam Ajay Gornitai Ki Jai Rukhuni Dorkadish Rukhuni Dorkanath Ki Jagannath Valde Subhadra Ki
Jai
Bhai Prahlad Narasinghadev Ki
Jai
Jai Sangadeta Bhaktavinda Ki
Jai
Jai Sri Gauranga ki.
Jai.
Nitai Gauranga.
Hari Hari Gaur.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 15, entitled The Descendants of King Priyavrata. Today's texts are 14, 15, and 16. 14 and 15 do not have a purport, so we'll just do the verse and then move on to 16, which is on the board. 14 and 15. Gayad Gayantam Chitrata Sugatir Avarodhanam Iti Traya Putra Babhuvus Chitratad Urnayam Samrad Ajanishta Tata Utkalayam Marichir Marichir Bindumatyam Bindum Anudau Anudapadyata Tasmad Saraghayam Madurnama Bhavan Madho Sumanasi Viravratas Tato Bhojayam Mantu Pramatu Jagyate Manto Satyayam Bhuvanastato Dushanam Dushanayam Twasta Janishta Twastur Virochanayam Virajo Virajasya Satajit Pravaram Putra Shatam Kanya Chavishucham Kila Jatam. Translation. In the womb of Gayanti, Maharaj Gaya begot three sons named Chitrarata, Sugati, and Avarodhana. In the womb of his wife Urna, Chitrarata begot a son named Samrat. The wife of Samrat was Utkala, and in her womb Samrat begot a son named Marichi. In the womb of his wife Bindumati, Marichi begot a son named Bindu. In the womb of his wife, Saraga, Bindu begot a son named Madhu. In the womb of his wife named Sumana, Madhu begot a son named Viravrata. In the womb of his wife, Bhoja, Viravrata begot two sons named Mantu and Pramantu. In the womb of his wife, Satya, Mantu begot a son named Bhavana. In the womb of his wife, Dushana, Bhavana begot a son named Twasta. In the womb of his wife Virochana, Twasta begot a son named Viraja. And the wife of Viraja was Vishuchi. And in her womb, Viraja begot 100 sons and one daughter. Of all these sons, the son named Shatajit was predominant. Text number 16. Tatrayam shloka prayavratam vangsangimam virajascharamodbhava akaroratjalam kritya vishnusuraganam yata. Tatrayam shloka Prayavratang vangsangimam virajas charamudbhava akarorat jalam kirtya vishnu suragarang yata. Tatrayam shloka prayavratam vangsangimam virajas charamudbhava akaroratyalam kirtya vishnu suraganam yata. Atayam shloka prayavratang vangsangimam virajascharamodbhava akaroratyalam kirtya vishnu suraganam yata. Tatrayam shloka prayavratang vangsangimam virajascharamodbhava akarodat jalam kirtya Vishnu suraganang yata tatrayam shlokah prayavratam vangshangimam virajas charamod bhavah akarodat jalam kirtya Vishnu suraganang yata. Ladies, tatrayam shloka prayavratam vangshangimam virajas charamod bhavah akarodat jalam kirtya Vishnu suraganang yata. Trayam shloka prayavratam vangshangimam virajas charamod bhavah akarodat jalam kirtya Vishnu suraganang yata tatra. In that connection, ayang shloka, there is this famous verse, prayabratam, coming from King Priyabrata, vangshang, the dynasty, imam, this, viraja, King Viraja, charama udbhava, the source of 100 sons, headed by Shatajit, akarot, decorated, ati alam, very greatly, kirtya, by his reputation, Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, suraganam, the demigods, yata, just as. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There is a famous verse about King Viraja. Because of his, quote, because of his high qualities and wide fame, King Viraja became the jewel of the dynasty of King Priyabrata. Just as Lord Vishnu, by his transcendental potency, decorates and blesses the demigods. End of quote. Purport. Within a garden, a flowering tree attains a good reputation because of its fragrant flowers. Similarly, if there is a famous man in a family, he is compared to a fragrant flower in the forest. Because of him, an entire family can become famous in history. Because Lord Krishna took birth in the Yadu dynasty, the Yadu dynasty and the Yadavas have remained famous for all time. Because of King Viraja's appearance, the family of Maharaj Priyabrata has remained famous for all time. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 15th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the descendants of King Priyabrata. Translation again, there is a famous verse about King Viraja. Quote, because of his high qualities and wide fame, King Viraja became the jewel of the dynasty of King Priyabrata, just as Lord Krishna, by his transcendental potency, decorates and blesses the demigods. End of quote.
How was the name of that son? Who was the flower in the forest? The sun, the dust of the 100.
Of all these sons, the son named Shatajit was predominant.
Shatajit.
Shatajit.
some, just as a Satrajit, that's his name. I mean, he who is victorious over the enemy. Satru is enemy, and Jit is victorious, right?
Satrajit.
And Vedic names have some meaning. I always ask you, what's the meaning of the name? Most people don't know any meaning. No, the Vedic names have meaning. So, like Dhiradatta, a great a charitable person, or any name in Vedas, they all have some meaning. I'll speak a little bit about this. Otherwise, today I'm told it's Ramanuja Acharya's appearance. I saw that. I'll speak something about him too. Just like this one son, he stood out in the dynasty of the Priyavrata Maharaj. So that he was a very famous person. Like that, of course, every one of you should try to stand out as a very a good disciple, grand disciple, follower of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Because of Prabhupada, this Sampradaya became very well known all over the world. And therefore we are very much fortunate that we can follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. I once approached Prabhupada. I said, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada interjected, you are not the most anything. So this saying was famous, but it was to me that he said so. I'm not the most fallen, I'm not the most anything. So, but Prabhupada, he is the most illustrious spiritual master, so, because he took the order of his guru and went all over the world to every continent. And wrought Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. Actually, the other gurus are very great. But because Prabhupada took the message around the world, therefore that this is something that became so much recognized. One of our members, they went to the Consul General, and the Consul General said, what's happening? What's happening with England? Oh, yeah, a small movement. I mean, what you don't know? Your people are damn powerful. You know, American Consul General, they speak like that. So, I somehow... ISKCON has got a sun power in some places of the world, and that's because of the greatness of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. So we want to all follow Prabhupada's footsteps. We want to be a fragrant flower in the dynasty. Not a stinky flower. So we should try to do whatever we can to make that when you go back to Prabhupada, he'll say, thank you. At least you're sincere, and we want to do be able to go back to Srila Prabhupada and have him welcome us with open arms. So, here, of course, there are many great devotees in New Dwarka, and I'm very appreciative to get your association. That you hear the book distribution and prasad distribution, deity worship, everything is quite nicely done. So I'm very honored to be here. Now, about Ramanujacharya, I had the good fortune that he had most of his pastimes in South India, which I'm the GVC for. So I've been able to study a little bit about Ramanujacharya. Of course, so much could be said. I'll just say a little bit. He's said to be the avatar of Anantadev, Anantasesha, that he came to establish the Vaishnava Dharma. He came after the Shankaracharya. He brought most of the people in Greater India back to the Vedas. There are some people like in Sri Lanka or Thailand that stayed Buddhist, but in India most of the Buddhists became again followers of the Vedas. That's thanks to Shankaracharya. But Shankaracharya a priest disguised Buddhism. he was avatar of Lord Shiva. And so he taught the Mayavada. Now Ramanujacharya, he brought the he established the Vaishnava Dharma. And his Siddhanta is known as Vishishta Dvaita, I think, if I'm not wrong, Vishishta Dvaita. So, when he was a child, at that time he stood out as a great scholar in Sanskrit. But his Sanskrit guru was also affected by the Mayavadi philosophy. So the guru, he translated this one verse which describes that Vishnu is like a lotus in the pond, but he translated it that Vishnu is like the red tail of a monkey. That's, you know, it is a more graphic word for tail, but behind. So, while Ramanuja heard this, he was massaging the feet of his teacher. He started to cry because it was so painful for him. How Vishnu was being described as the red behind of a monkey. And so the drops of water fell on the leg of the guru. The guru said, "Are you crying? Why? Well, your interpretation of this verse is such that it makes me cry. What other interpretation could there possibly be? And then he gave the direct interpretation, which is that he's like a lotus, a red lotus on the water of the pond. So, not like the behind of a monkey, a red behind of some monkey. So, then this teacher said, if this student goes around, he's going to defeat all the Nilotis. So we should kill him, get rid of him. He can. Otherwise, in the future, he'll be a great scholar and no one will be able to stand against him. As a young mendicant, a monk, he would go. There's different grades of the sannyas. So, like Vahudak, Kutichak, Vahudak, Pratirajak, and Paramahamsa. So, like that, he would go to the relatives and. So he went to one cousin and he went with a digging bowl and that cousin gave him some food. As it happened, that bowl fell from his hand and broke. A cat came and ate it. So no sooner did the cat eat it, it died. Such a strong poison that killed the cat immediately. Well, Ramanuja lost his appetite. I guess you would too. I don't think I eat today. So he didn't eat for many days. And then his disciples, by that time he had a few disciples, they went to see his... another teacher who was a Vaishnava. So he went, that the teacher came, when he heard that, the teacher has come, he's going to cross the Kaveri River. Now, the Kaveri in the summer, it dries up, and it's all sandy. I don't know if you've been there, but it's like maybe 1 or 2 kilometers wide. So the Sri Rangam is in the middle, and the Kaveri goes on 2 sides. So when he heard that his teacher had come, so he went out in the middle of the Kaveri, and it was all like sand. And he paid his dandavats, his flat obeisances to the Guru. And all his disciples, they also did, but they were burning. I ever walked on the hot sand in the hot May in India. It's really hot. I mean, really, really hot. So, they couldn't take it. One by one, they got up. And then our disciple, he laid down next to Ramanuja, picked Ramanuja up, put him over his chest. And then the teacher said, this one, this disciple you can trust. Yeah, this one, the pain of the guru is more intolerable than his old pain. Harido! Harido! After that, Ramanuja took food only from that disciple's cooking. I like this. He began to preach, and he was very famous. He became the disciple of Jamunacharya. And Jamunacharya was a great preacher before him. There's some story with Jamunacharya, but I forget. So, somehow he understood what Jamunacharya really meant. So, he was the next acharya in the Sri Sampradaya. So, at that time, in South India, there were like kings who were Shaivites and kings who were Vaishnavas. So it so happened that Sri Rangam was in a Shaivite kingdom. So this Shaivite king, he raided Ramanuja and Sri Rangam. And then his idea was, he wants Ramanuja to declare that Sita is supreme, not this. But they got news that this king was coming. So the secretary who was the one that could cook for Ramanuja, he gave his grihastha cloth to Ramanuja. He took his sannyas dress, and Ramanuja escaped by some path and went to Malkote, where there was a Jain king. And so then the king thought that the secretary was actually Ramanuja. So he took that secretary and that previous Vaishnava teacher, and he said, "You must declare that Sita is supreme." They said, "We cannot. He's not supreme. He's worshipable. He's worshipable. He's very honorable." But the Vedas say, "Vaishnavanam yata sambhu." Sambhu is the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. So we cannot say that he's supreme. You people are blind. Blind, you don't see the truth. So I'll make you blind. So he poked out their eyes and beat them and left them. So all this suffering was taken by the follower of Ramanuja. And they actually killed his guru, his teacher. Later that king died, and his son was not so bad. Meanwhile, while Ramanuja was in Malkote, he converted the Jain king into a Vaishnava. And there in Malkote, there's some ancient temples. There's a Yogana Shinga temple, and there's one Narayana temple. So he also revealed the glories of that place. So later he was told it was safe to come back to Sri Rangam. And so he came back. But his disciple, being blind, his secretary was not so useful. So the secretary stayed at the Akanchi Forum. And there he was singing bhajans before the deity of Varadaraj, the king of giving blessings. This Varadaraj deity is famous for giving blessings. So he was chanting, and this Varadaraj deity said, any last thing you want, I'll give you. He said, well, those who did this to me, who blinded me, may they be forgiven, because they didn't know what they were doing. So like that. And the second time, he again prayed for some other people. Then he went to see Ramanuja. So, in Srirangam. Once he's from Srirangam, maybe about 200 kilometers. So there he saw Ramanuja. Ramanuja said, I heard the deity is offering you blessings. If the deity offers you any benediction again, please tell him that your guru has some property which is not working, it's not complete. If you please make the property complete, the guru's property, the guru will be very happy. Awesome. You ask this if the Lord arrived, because he knew that this disciple would never ask anything for himself. So he went back to Kanchi Forum. There he was offering the bhajan. Again, the deity said, I'll give you a benediction. What do you want? So this time he said, well, the guru has some property which is not complete, it's broken. So if you fix it, he'll be happy. No, as soon as they said that, his eyes, they came back. Harido! 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 Because the guru, he was thinking, my property is the disciple, and he's not complete. So blind disciple at that time was very difficult. So he couldn't function as a secretary. So in this way, he tricked the disciple to get a benediction from the deity. So his eyes came back. So like this, Ramanuja had disciples who were, he converted many people. So he had, there were three thieves. One was a thief. He could open any lock. Another one, he could walk on water. And the third one, he had some. I remember what the third one was. So they went and they stole golden Buddhas. I mean, maybe not good to say that. They did this, and he melted them down and had them make it into he covered the Srirangam. If you see the top of the temple, it's solid gold. And so, also the Tirupati temple is gold. I don't know which is from Buddha's, but they used their skills. And he had a whole gang of bandits. Now, when all the temples were refurbished and fixed up, then Ramanuja, he was afraid, what are these bandits going to do? They're going to get in trouble. So he took them out on a boat. And then he had the one that knew how to walk water, on water, walked back. And they sank the boat. So they all went back to Godhead for the service. He did some far out things. This story comes earlier. One day, Ramanuja, he was doing a a car festival with the Utsav Murti of the Sri Ranganath. And there is across the street one young man. He was carrying an umbrella for a lady, and he was walking backwards, looking at this lady. And he didn't look left or right. He didn't look at the festival. There's thousands of people, big festival, car festival, like Jagannath Car. They have a car festival in South India. So, but this person, he was fixed. He was watching this lady, and he looked at her. I saw. Later, after the festival, again, somehow this a person, he walked by Ramanujan. Ramanujan, who is that guy? Why does he look at the lady? And he doesn't look at Vishnu or nothing. So he sent one disciple over, tapped on, yes, sir, what do you want? He said, Ramanujan Acharya is there. He wants to speak to you. Oh. So he went over. He said, why are you walking that curtain holding an umbrella for that lady? That lady, she's got the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. I'm infatuated by her eyes. So he was a courtier of the royal court, and she was a dancer or something. Then Ramanuja said, what if I show you eyes which are more beautiful? Okay, I don't mind. You come here at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll show you eyes which are more beautiful. So he came at 6 o'clock. They covered his head with a bag. They took him in to the sanctorum of Ranganath Devi. And then they opened this thing and they put a lamp by the eyes of Lord Ranganath. Then he saw Ranganath in his full glory, and he could realize that Vishnu's eyes are the most beautiful. The most beautiful. So then he turned to Ramanuja Acharya. So Ramanuja Acharya, that became the secretary. His name was, I think, Kuresh. So later, Ramanuja had married that girl. He was a grihastha. So some of the sannyasis, they complained, why is a grihastha your secretary? Why not one of the sannyasis? We sannyasis, we are more austere. Well, let's see, I will show you how austere you are. So then he told two other disciples to go out and to enter into the house of Koresh when he was not there, and steal the gold ornaments from his wife. So the wife, she saw these. She was lying down on the bed, and she saw the two disciples of the guru lowered down from a rope into the room of the. So she thought, if the disciples of the guru are coming here, my god brothers, they must want something. So I'll just lie quiet. And so she just lied, saying that she was asleep. So they took the gold jewel and the gold bracelet off her, but she lay on one side. So they thought, how are you going to get the other? So she was thinking, oh, if the guru needs a golden ornaments, I'm lying on one side. Let me turn over and they can have the other side. So she turned over and we got. They got freaked out. Oh no, she's waking up. They ran out. So then the husband came, and they had instructions to just sit in the hidden place and see what happened. So the husband came there, saw why you're wearing veils on half and half no veils. So she told what happened. So he, you see, you thought it was your prophet and you're going to give to the guru. That's why only half was taken. We have nothing. Whatever we have it, it's just the guru's property. We are just a caretaker. Your false ego, you could not give anything to the guru, which is his anyway. So she said, I'm very sorry. Yes, I didn't know. So the secretaries heard this, and they went back and reported to Ramanujacharya. So then Ramanuja said, now go to the sannyasi ashram and take one sannyasi loincloth, their coffins, and switch it with the other. So they went to the ashram of the sannyasis, and there they switched around the coffins, one for another. And so when the sannyasis, what? Why do you have my loincloth? Yeah, you have mine. And they were fighting. And that day they came late from Mangalarti, late. All over pieces of cloth, rakes, just loincloth, no nothing. So, and then when they're all back, the secretary reported, this is what happened at the Grihasthas, this is what happened at the sannyasis. So then he said, you people, you're sannyasis, you're so austere, but you're fighting over your loincloth. And they're lamenting that they can't give all their gold. So who's qualified, who's not qualified? Be my secretary. It's okay. Koresh ki jai. Anyway, I should end here. I'll just say one last thing. See, Ramanuja, if you go to the Ranganath Temple, we had the good fortune a few years ago. We didn't know, but our safari, I went to the Sri Ranganath Temple, and they have been closed for like 2 or 3 months for refurbishing. Every 100 years they refurbish. So somehow we came at the exact time they're going to open the deity. So they had A section, B section on the roof, C, D, G, went on. Somehow I got a few of us, we got A section and the rest got B. So we were right in the very front. So they had the system was that they're going to do the Audi check of the golden, what do you call it, Vidhanam, that is the, what's that called in English? The temple dome, the temple, cupola. No, the gold pearl is the feet of the Lord, and this is the head. This is they call it Vidhanam. It's over the head of the deity. It's the cupola, I guess, in Italian. It's like the, so they do all the check of that. Also, they simultaneously did all the check of all the gold pearls. And then, with the Audishek water, they throw it over the heads of the devotees. So whoever got the water, they say they go back to Godhead. some people are mad to get the water. We want the water. And then they open up the deity for the darshan. I said, that one day the temple was under the control of the police. Otherwise, they have the temple guards. But because that was such a big deal, there's 500,000 people there. So somehow the police let us go. They have one door called the Vaikuntha door. Usually it only opens on Vaikuntha Ekadasi. But for this 100-year refurbishment, they opened that door. And anyone who goes to the door, in the roof, there's a little carving of these lizards called tik-tikis in Bengali. I don't know. Whenever Prabhupada would say something, he go tik-tik-tik-tik. He says, see, confirm. That's how you know. So they say that those lizards are there in the Vaikuntha. And when you go to the gate, if you have gone through the Vaikuntha door, they go, it's okay, tick-tick. He can go, she can go. So somehow you got all the devotees through the Vaikuntha door. How do you know? So, are you there? You there? Lucky. And there are many other things. There's one of the halls made by Arjuna. What's very interesting is that Ramanuja, his body is still there. He just sat down one day and said, I'm leaving. Or maybe he didn't say anything. He just sat down and he went into meditation. And he never moved. He's still there. So they covered him with some kind of a sandalwood and saffron. And only thing left uncovered is his thumbnail. So if you ask the pujari, please show this thumbnail, he uncovered, shows you the thumbnail. Otherwise, the rest of the body is covered with this sandalwood. So the same Ramanuja, he never decayed. His lotho, his body is there. And you can still see his thumbnail if you want. So somehow Lord Chaitanya, he took the son of Venkat Bhatta, who is Gopal Bhatta, he took him to Vrindavan, he sent him to Vrindavan, to the one of the six Goswamis. So that's our Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So he wrote all the samskaras and pujas for ISKCON, for our sampradaya. So we're very much, although we're coming technically from the Madhva line, we're very much, our ceremonies are very similar to the Ramanuja. Because Gopal Bhatta, he was the one who gave us all these ceremonies. So, like that, we're connected with all the sampradayas in Vaishnava sampradayas. A little bit Shankaracharya also. So, today is Ramanuja 300 Day. He's a great preacher, a great spiritual master. So we can pray to him that we'll also be able to spread the Vaishnava movement here in the West. Actually, the people in America, they need Christian consciousness very much. So we hope that all of you will be able to bring many people to Krishna and For that we pray for the blessings of Ramanuja Acharya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Any comments? Question? Devi?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Huh? I am not. Sorry.
In the verse, Srila Prabhupada points out that a flowering tree, a sweet smelling flowering tree in the forest, makes that forest famous, increases its reputation. But we've also heard that a bad apple spoils the whole basket. So the question is, where do you draw the line between trying to protect your basket and being compassionate or tolerant?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Prabhupada, he was very merciful, and he kept some leaders and devotees. But when he was leading, he said that I could do it. I could keep, you know, they call them rotten apples or trouble cases, in a senior position, because we had faith in Prabhupada and he was overseeing, so he could do that. But he said, after this, you can't do that. So the GDC, now, if you do something too wrong, they remove you from position as a guru or as a GDC or as a temple president. Because that was the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. He could be a little extra merciful. Now, we also give people the chance to do service. But if they don't live in our community, I heard you're in charge of who stays here or not. I mean, they should follow the basic principles. They should be good examples. Otherwise, we let people come to our functions, to our temple. But if they start to preach against Srila Prabhupada or against our Sampradaya, then of course, you know, there's a line. We want to give them a chance if they want to come and associate. But if they come to spread poison, obviously we can't give them this forum to do that. They got the whole world to spread their whatever their message, but our temples should be. Like we had in Bengal, we had this a false kind of avatar. He was, so his followers would chant, Rama, Narayana, Rama. So one day they came in the temple, they chant Rama, Narayana, Rama. And I told, listen, nothing doing. In this temple, it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Prabhupada said, when you go out preaching, we gotta, you know, be a little diplomatic, but when they come to our place, it's like you go to the shop. They set the price. So, if they want to come to our temple, we set the price. We tell, this is the standard you follow. You live here, or this is the standard you can visit here. And if you want to do more than that, you're not welcome. There are some people who are not welcome, even now amongst the Gaudiya are Sampradaya, the members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, which are not welcome in other Gaudiya Mutts. We had a Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava Association in Mayapur. It still exists. I heard now that for 2 or 3 years there was some rift between us, but I heard that that's been settled on. But in our meetings, they said that they agreed that they won't reinitiate ISKCON devotees, and similarly, we would not reinitiate their devotees. Oh, of course, we don't do anything, but we have like there's one person, he reinitiates anybody, any samurai. I don't mention his name, but any Gaudiya Mutt. So he is not welcome anywhere. It's not only ISKCON, it's other too. So like that, there are certain people who can't open the door if they're like, come here and they bewilder the other new devotees. You know, if they want to come and associate and see the deities, should be all right. I don't know what your policy is, but in Nayanda we let them. But if they want to preach or chant some other mantra or something, we don't allow. Maybe we have here Sadas who really can say.
What is our policy?
Yeah. A free escort.
Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Our policy here is that if someone comes from the Narayan camp or some other camp, we ask them to leave the property. We don't allow them to stay here. Or after the Ritvik philosophy, we don't allow them here either.
In my voice, it's hard to recognize who's who. We've got so many people coming. But if they start giving out flyers and books and stuff, then, that crosses the line. We can't let them use the ISKCON canvas. So they know, then they go outside on the street and they hand out. But anyway, we can't. At least we keep all the canvas. Like Prabhupada himself, he was following this standard in Vrindavan when Nitai Das, he got reinitiated from some Shastri or some Babaji or something. So Prabhupada said he became a snake. He preaches against ISKCON. So someone who's taking reinitiation or preaches against, they aren't allowed into the Vrindavan canvas. Of course, we have some people who I say they are tricked to the reinitiation. They really want to be part of ISKCON. So I don't know here what they do, but if they sincerely show that they want to be part of ISKCON, depending on who they were initiated by, either we give them initiation again, or otherwise we accept them as a siksha disciple, and they're allowed to stay, but or visit. But they have to prove that they're not going to disseminate any things against ISKCON. That's what we do in Mayapur. So thank you all very much. All guys of Srila Prabhupada ki, all guys around Ramanujacharya ki, Sangha Veda Bhaktivedanta ki, we have some prasad cookies for those who want.